This is Anne McCubbin talking with Alec Taylor about our statutory performance indicator information. Alec, what is all this information? Why is it important and who is it for?
Well, Anne, the information we've just published highlights the performance of Scotland's councils, police forces and fire and rescue services for 2006-07. It helps to show how their service performance has changed over time and how they compare with each other. Now, it's all provided by the forces, services and councils themselves anyway, and it's available on their own websites. Performance information is important generally to managers for performance review and to others for holding councils, services and forces to account. The information helps managers to assess the progress of their services and enables councillors to fulfil their scrutiny role and others to see what's going on. There is a wide range of potential users, and certainly it helps the public to see something of the standards that their councils are meeting.
There seems to be an awful lot of information here. What does it cover and how should it be used?
Yeah, you're right. Altogether, there's something like 1,000 pages of information published, which is why we only put it on our website. Incidentally, we've revamped our website this year, and I hope that the changes will help people find what they're looking for more easily than before. Now, the Accounts Commission requires councils to publish information on performance indicators covering many aspects of the services they offer, from social work and housing to libraries, planning applications and waste recycling. They also cover things like council tax collection, staff sickness absence and access to buildings for people with disabilities. And similarly, fire and police services are required to report on their performance.
And how might it be used?
Well, using the performance information really depends on what you want to do with it. If you wanted to see how your council compares with others in the delivery of a particular service area, for example, providing respite care, then I think you might find that the profiles are quite helpful. However, if you wanted to perhaps analyse a range of information about a particular service, such as how waste recycling has improved across Scotland over the years, the data compendium is likely to be of more use.
How comprehensive is the information? Is there enough here to suggest which are the good councils and which are not doing so well?
Well, as I've suggested, the information reflects performance across a range of service areas, but it isn't comprehensive enough to give users an informed view of either the services a council provides or of the council itself. The indicators are only one element in a larger performance assessment jigsaw, perhaps, which is informed by a much wider range of information, including inspection reports and service user feedback. Actually, the council profiles provide quite a lot of additional information about councils drawn from a wide range of sources. Now, our website actually reminds users that a council which appears to be doing worse than another one may actually be doing better in view of the challenges that it faces. Factors such as deprivation and population dispersion or density can have a significant effect on the ability of a council to deliver its services. And these things need to be taken into account before drawing conclusions about performance.
And finally, how does Audit Scotland use the information?
Well, our work in Audit Scotland is a mixture of holding councils and police forces and fire and rescue services to account for their performance in delivering the services they deliver, and in seeking to help them find ways to improve those services. We've always recognised that the performance information reported by them is limited and needs to be seen in a broader context. We undertake a wide range of audit work and use the information to assist with, for example, our best value reports, the annual audits, our national studies, and our local government overview reporting.
Alec, thanks very much.
Thank you.